You're listening to Forecast, the marketing podcast for professional services leaders. If you're looking to generate more leads, win more deals, and take your firm to the next level, this show is your shortcut. Welcome back to the show. This week on Forecast, we're going to be exploring the buyer's journey, which is the journey that your buyer goes through before they make a purchase. Now, I cannot emphasize enough how critical it is that you have a solid understanding of the buyer's journey, because this is really where the battle is won or lost. If you understand what your buyer's journey looks like, if you understand the process that they go through when making a buying decision, then you can position yourself, your firm, and your services to align with that journey. But if you don't understand what your buyer's journey looks like, then you're just going to take shots in the dark, hoping that something will work. Now, to me, this is the very essence of marketing. Marketing is not about convincing people to buy stuff that they don't want. And it's not about strong-arming them through some advanced persuasion tactic to make a purchase that they're not really comfortable with. And it's not about saying something just to get the sale and then doing something else. Good marketing is simply about joining the conversation already going on in your buyer's mind and then positioning yourself as someone who can help. That's really all there is to it. And if you get that right, you will have plenty of leads and plenty of new business opportunities to sort through. And the key to getting it right begins with having a really solid grasp of your buyer's journey in detail. But before we get into it, if you're joining us here for the first time, I'd like to point you to my free course on lead generation for professional services firms, where I will walk you through a 5-part framework to generate a flood of new business for your firm. That's really the best place to start, and you can get immediate access to the course at 5leadgen.com. You can spell out 5 or use the number, either one works. That's 5leadgen.com. Now let's jump into our discussion on the buyer's journey. And we're going to go through one of the pretty common buyer's journey frameworks that you may have seen before. It consists of 3 distinct stages that a buyer goes through when making a buying decision. The first stage is awareness. The second stage is consideration. And the third stage is decision. Now you might be thinking that this sounds awfully similar to the conversation that we had last week about marketing funnels. And you would be absolutely right. The buyer's journey can very easily overlay onto your marketing funnel, and it's like that by design. Because if you'll recall our discussion on marketing funnels, we mentioned that a marketing funnel is not simply a set of tactics or a set of actions that you execute to somehow force people into taking action. No, a marketing funnel that actually works and works well, it presents buyers with the actions that they already want to take based on the journey that they're on. So a good marketing funnel, one that actually works and generates leads, is entirely based on the buyer's journey. It is taking that journey and then giving buyers a way to accelerate their journey through your funnel. The buyer's journey tells you what buyers are thinking about, what they're doing at each stage, and then the funnel is your tool to give them something to act on wherever they are in the journey. Now, in today's lesson, we're going to take a closer look at the first stage of the buyer's journey, which is the awareness stage. Then we'll cover the consideration and decision stages in the next 2 lessons. Now, as we go through this, I'm going to explain each stage of the buyer's journey, but I'm obviously going to do so in fairly generic terms. I'm going to explain to you what typically happens within each stage. But as you're listening, you need to think about, what does my buyer's journey look like in this stage? Because there are specifics, there are particulars to your buyer, and a general generic model is not going to help you. You've got to apply this model to your buyer and really dive deep into their heads and think about what they're doing at each stage of the journey. So with that, let's dive into the first stage, which is awareness. Now, in the awareness stage, there are 3 very distinct things happening. The first is that the buyer discovers that they do, in fact, have a problem. Before this, the buyer didn't realize that they had a problem. It was status quo. Everything seemed to be going fine as far as that problem went anyways. But then something happened. Something happened to the buyer to make this problem or opportunity come to the forefront. And that something could have been either an internal event or an external event. An internal event is something that happens within the buyer's organization. So maybe the CEO decides that he wants to implement a new CRM, or he decides that the sales process is broken, and then that generates a need or highlights a problem. Or it could be an external event, like, for example, a compliance event. So if the IRS or the CRA in Canada, if they send you an audit letter, that is an external event that brings a problem to the surface. So whether it happens internally or externally, something happens to bring this particular problem to light. And now it could also be sudden or gradual. A sudden problem could be like the audit letter. It kind of happens all of a sudden, and now really quickly, this problem that we didn't have yesterday, we now have today. Or it could be a gradual problem, something that was kind of festering under the surface and everyone kind of knew it was an issue, but it just wasn't important enough. And then something happened to all of a sudden make it important. So somehow, some way, the problem comes to the surface and the buyer is motivated to address it. They may not fully understand the problem. They may not even be fully aware of the extent of the problem, but they do know that there is something wrong and something needs to be fixed. And now they're going to take a few initial steps to begin to explore what to do next. Now, before we move on, there's a really important takeaway here. Notice that we have not talked about what happens before the buyer discovers that they have a problem. And the reason for that is because targeting buyers who do not know they have a problem is a colossal waste of time and money. I mean, just think about it. When you have a buyer who knows they have a problem, all you really need to do is convince them of your solution. But when you have a buyer who doesn't even know they have a problem, you've got to convince them that first, that they have a problem that needs to be solved, and then secondly, that your solution is the solution that will make that problem go away. So you're then making two sales instead of one. Two sales, twice the work, bad idea. The second thing that is happening in the awareness stage is the buyer then begins to start doing some research. Once a need is identified, they start doing their homework. Now, take a minute here to think about a problem that you've recently faced. What was one of the first things that you did? Now, I'm going to bet that you did some combination of three things. The first thing is you reached out to people who knew something about this topic. Maybe they had solved this problem before in their own lives or in their own businesses. Maybe they actually specialize in solving this problem, or maybe they're just familiar with the topic. The second thing you probably did, especially if this was a business problem, is that you thought about companies or brands who work in that space and specialize in that area, and then you looked them up. And the third thing you did, and this is in no particular order, is you probably did some Googling. You went on Google and you typed in a few different search terms looking for advice and information and guidance on the problem that you're facing. Now, here's an example of this that we can all relate to. What did you do the last time you were in the market for a car? Now, if you're anything like me, you did the following. First, you talked to your car guy friends to get their advice on what cars to consider. I have friends that live and breathe cars, and as much as I consider myself somebody that's into cars, I cannot keep up with these guys. They know everything about every car that you can imagine. So naturally, I would reach out to them and ask them what they think about what I should buy given my needs. Then I went and I looked up a few specific cars that I was interested in. I went to the manufacturer's website. I read the specs. I read their glossy brochure. I watched their videos. I went to the build and price section to see what it would cost. I basically went and looked at the car from all different angles online on their website. And then I went and I searched for reviews on those cars. Independent third-party research, articles, rankings, videos, anybody that had anything to say about those cars, I wanted to hear from them. And this is exactly what your buyer is doing in the awareness stage. They're talking to their fellow colleagues and fellow professionals who know about the problem that they're facing. This could be people that solve the problem for a living or people that have faced the problem themselves. They're looking at service providers that they're already familiar with or that they've heard of who specialize in solving this problem. And if nothing else, it's just to get some advice at this stage, because they haven't yet committed to a solution. They haven't even committed to solving the problem, let alone to a specific solution. They're just looking for advice and guidance on how to go about taking the next step. And finally, they're searching for information. That could be on Google, that could be on LinkedIn, that could be on some kind of industry resource or website, whatever it is. They're looking for advice, not necessarily on how to solve the problem yet, but first just to understand what they're actually dealing with. The third thing that the buyer is doing in the awareness stage is they're beginning to prioritize what they're looking for in a solution. After doing all of that homework, they're now starting to form an opinion about what the solution should look like for them. So in a professional services environment, they might be asking things like, what kind of professional or firm do I need to solve this problem? Do I need a big firm or can I hire a small firm? Do I need a specialist or a generalist? What kind of approach do I believe, based on what I've read and what I've seen, will work to solve my specific problem? What kind of experience do I want to see in a firm? Do they need to have industry domain knowledge, or is this something that any firm can solve regardless of their experience? And here's an important one. Am I looking for a bargain, or do I want the best? These are all really important questions that help the buyer determine what they're looking for in a solution. So to wrap up this discussion on the awareness stage of the buyer's journey, this stage is really, really critical for one simple reason. This is where buyers are forming their opinion about the problem. They're wrapping their head around the issue that they're facing, and they're educating themselves on how to approach it. And so the question that you need to ask is, who is educating your buyer? Where are they getting this information from? Who is helping them form an opinion about that problem? Are they getting it from you? Are they getting it from a competitor? Or are they getting it somewhere else altogether? You want to be one of those people that they discover in the awareness stage when they're doing their homework. Because if they find you, then not only will you get the trust and the authority and the credibility that comes with providing them with the information that they're looking for, but you also have the opportunity to educate them to begin to see the problem the way that you want them to see it, which positions your solution or your service as the obvious choice. And that is an incredibly powerful thing, because chances are most of your competitors are not speaking to buyers in the awareness stage. They're speaking to buyers in the consideration stage, when a buyer has already made up their mind about what they think about the problem. They have an informed opinion, and now they're just shopping for solutions. That's far too late to position yourself the way that you want to be positioned. You need to position yourself in the awareness stage when the buyer is still a clean slate. They're still looking for guidance, looking for information. They have not yet formed opinion. That's where you want to get your foot in the door. Now, here's a stat that should really bring this home for you. A study by Google and the Conference Executive Board of over 1,500 B2B decision makers found that the average buyer is more than halfway through their decision-making process before they ever contact a provider. Now, what does that mean? That means that the buyer has more than halfway made up their minds before they ever reach out to you. So all of this research that we're talking about, it's all being done online. It's all being done before they engage you in an actual conversation. And what's scary about that is you don't even know how much business you might be losing out on by not providing this information because they haven't even contacted you yet. But it also spells opportunity, because chances are your competitors are not providing this valuable awareness stage educational content. So if you can provide that content and if you can put it in front of buyers and get it into the places that they're looking for when they're looking for it, then you have a huge competitive advantage over the competition that will be very difficult to contend with. So to wrap up the awareness stage, there are three critical things happening here. The first is that the buyer identifies that they do in fact have a problem. The second is they begin researching the problem. And the third is they're prioritizing what they might be looking for in a solution. Next lesson, we're going to take a look at the second stage of the buyer's journey, which is the consideration stage. So stay tuned for that. If you have not yet subscribed to the show on iTunes, do us both a favor. Open up iTunes, type into the search box, Forecast Marketing, find the show, click subscribe, and while you're at it, leave us a rating and a review. It helps more people discover the show, and I would be forever grateful. Finally, if you haven't yet joined our free course on the 5 P's of lead generation for professional services firms, you're going to want to check that out over at 5leadgen.com, and you can spell out 5 or use the number. Either one works. That's 5leadgen.com. Thanks for listening. Tune in next time.